Chapter 8.
Can you describe the kidnapped victim? Height, hair color, eyes?
Jack was being a good sport about the dog napping. He'd ushered them into a conference room with barely a raised brow at Lexi and had listened to Barbara's story intently. Lexi knew he was doing it mostly for her, and it warmed her heart. She made a mental note to bring a special dessert home from the bakery for him.
She's about 10 inches tall, with long blonde hair and soulful brown eyes.
Barbara sniffed into a tissue.
And she was last seen at your house?
Jack asked. Barbara nodded.
Yes, she wouldn't leave on her own. She's a good girl.
Do you have a picture?
Barbara took a silver-framed photo out of her purse and handed it to Jack.
This is when she won the blue ribbon at the Westchester Dog Show last year.
Jack frowned.
Dog show? We're having one here in town this week.
Barbara leaned forward.
I know. Prudence was favored to win. That's why someone took her.
Jack glanced at Lexi. She was curious to know what he thought. Mention of the dog show appeared to cause him to take this more seriously. But did he see a connection to what had happened at Doggy Diva? She would have to ask him when they both got home. Usually he was reluctant to let her in on police business, but she had her ways of getting information out of him.
I'll show this picture around and have everyone on the lookout.
Jack patted Barbara on the arm.
Don't worry, we'll find her.
He stood and gestured toward the door, and they all filed out of the room.
It's always so nice to visit the police station, and you're always so helpful, Jack, Nan said.
Even though she was talking to Jack, her eyes were darting into all the offices they walked past, trying to spy a clue about the cases they were working on, no doubt.
Thank you, Mona.
Jack stopped in the doorway to his office.
Your office is always kept so neat.
Nance pushed her way in, her eyes going immediately to the corkboard, which had several photographs on it. Lexi couldn't help but look, too. The board held a picture of a pile of diamonds, a black-and-white still photo of what looked like a car bumper with a small dent in it, interior photos of the jewelry store, and a close-up of the lock with scratches on it.
Oh, my. Did someone pick the lock?
Nance pointed to the photos.
We talked to Louise Faraday just this morning, and she said the door only had a lock and an alarm, but additional security was inside the store.
Barbara had stopped her sniffling and was staring at the photos.
What's all that about?
Break-in at Faraday Jewelers, Nance said.
Funny that there's a break-in and a murder in the same week,
Ruth added. Barbara gasped, her eyes still glued to the pictures.
Someone was murdered at Faraday's.
No, that was at Doggy Diva. Poor Freddie Lang, Helen supplied.
Freddie?
Barbara looked quite upset.
Oh, dear, he was such a nice boy.
Indeed, Nan said.
She was no longer looking at the pictures, but was craning her neck toward the hallway outside Jack's office.
Well, we should be going.
Nance rushed out into the hall just as the door to the interrogation room shut. She looked back at Lexi and raised her brows, then hustled toward the exit. Clearly, she'd seen something of importance.
What was that about?
Jack asked as the other lady shuffled off behind Nance. One never knows with my grandmother. Lexi gave him a quick peck on the cheek. See you at home for supper?
Of course.
Lexi hurried outside to the parking lot. Ruth, Ida, and Helen were in the Oldsmobile, and Nance was riding shotgun in Barbara's Jeep, so she slipped into the back seat.
Are you okay to drive, Barb?
Nance asked.
Yes.
You seemed a bit upset about the robbery and murder.
Well, of course. It's just that nothing like that ever happens in town, and here I am, leaving my door unlocked. It's disturbing.
You can say that again. Lexi snapped her seatbelt into place.
What was going on in there, Nans, when you bolted out into the
smash?
Lexi jerked forward in her seat. Nans twisted around in her seat to look out the back window.
Oh, dear, you hit the sign.
Oh, no. Lexi unclipped her seatbelt. Let me go see if there's any damage.
No, don't worry, dear. It happens all the time. These darn eyeglasses.
Barb took her glasses off and looked at them, then placed them back on her face and angled her head to look in the side-view mirror.
The sign seems to be okay.
Lexi looked out the back window. The sign was still standing, barely a scrape on the metal pole. It's fine.
Okay, then let's just be on our way. There's plenty of dings in the old bumper. What's another one?
Barbara put the car into gear and drove off.
Now, what were you asking about, Lexi?
Just that Nan seemed very interested in the hallway when we were in Jack's office. Nan's turned in her seat, a mischievous twinkle in her green eyes.
When we were talking to Jack, I saw his partner John walking down the hall. He was going to the interrogation room, and guess who he had with him?
Who? Barb and Lexi both said.
Douglas Faraday. It looked like they were questioning him about the stolen diamonds.